Halo priatelia, hello friends, welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 9. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 9. In today's episode, I'm talking about April, the International Month of Forests in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn new words related to today's topic. You will also learn how to say, "We could be superheroes" in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find my short dialogue about forests and their trees. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Halo a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here, and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at BoženasSlovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Milí priatelia, neviem, či ste si všimli, ale už tu máme mesiac apríl. Meaning, dear friends, I don't know if you have noticed, but the month of April is already here. In Slovakia, April is the International Month of Forests and has been commemorated every year since 1952. The reason why the month of April is dedicated to forests is to draw attention to their irreplaceable importance for people and society. They do so much for us. For instance, forests provide clean air. With their trees, they capture impurities so we can comfortably breathe fresh air. Forests give us water. They have an impact on the water cycle in the country and significantly affect water quality and quantity. Forests have a positive effect on the soil. Tree roots strengthen and protect the soil, thus providing important anti-erosion functions. Forests significantly regulate the temperature and humidity of the land. Trees provide shade with their crowns, making them an important tool in mitigating the effect of climate change on the human environment. Forests provide us with wood as a renewable raw material without which we cannot imagine our daily life. Forests are an integral part of Slovakia's image. They are truly an important landscape element. Forests form the most perfect plant community in nature where everyone plays a role. Forests and everything that lives in it existed for centuries in perfect harmony. In the forest, nothing goes to waste. Everything has its place, meaning, and duration. In other words, forests are living organisms that grow, mature, and die and should be treated accordingly. It's the natural cycle of life. The importance of forests for humans is irreplaceable. Therefore, they deserve our protection and not only during the month of forests. Fun fact. Did you know that forests in Slovakia occupy more than 41% of the entire area of the country? That represents around 2 million hectares of territory. Fun fact 2. Did you know that in contrast to the global decrease in the area of forests, Slovakia's forest cover has been growing slightly over the long term? 100 years ago, it was only 31%. Currently, the forest cover reaches up to 41% of the territory of Slovakia, which is significantly more than the share of forest area in Europe. According to the report on the state of European forests, Slovakia is the 13th most forested country among 43 European countries, with a higher forest cover than the European average, which is 34.8%. Up to 63% of the total area of forest land in Slovakia is located in systems of protected areas with the aim of preserving biodiversity. Now, let's dive deeper into the enchanting forests of Slovakia. One of the coolest things happening in Slovakia forests in April is the burst of colors. All trees across Slovakia burst into a sea of delicate white flowers. These blossoms only stick around for a short time, so gather your family and take a walk under the blooming trees. It's like a big flowery party in the great outdoors. Springtime is also the time when the air is filled with delightful melodies of bird songs. The forest becomes a symphony of tweets, chirps, and warbles, turning a simple walk into a musical adventure. And let's not forget about the trees themselves. From the towering spruces to the graceful beeches, they provide homes for a variety of wildlife. You've got your red deer roaming through the woods, wild boars snuffling around for snacks, and even elusive lynxes prowling in the shadows. Okay, I hope you are all having a good imagination exploring the beauty of Slovak forest while listening to my words. Yes, our forests are beautiful, and Slovaks like to take a stroll in them. But just like in other parts of the world, Slovakia faces challenges like deforestation and habitat loss. The good news is that conservationists, scientists, and everyday folks are working together to protect and preserve the country's natural wonders. Many Slovaks take part in tree planting events to give a little love back to Mother Nature. It's like saying, "Thanks for all the beauty trees. Here's a new little buddy for you." Schools organize nature walks where students can explore the wonders of the forest firsthand. It's like turning the classroom into an outdoor adventure. It's very important to talk about the efforts to keep these green treasures safe. You know, forests are more than just a bunch of trees. They are the beating hearts of our planet, and they're counting on awesome people like you to keep them thriving. Now let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn some new words about forests and their importance. Tak poďme na to. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number 1. Les. Lesy, meaning forest, forests. Repeat, les, lesy. One more time, les, lesy. Number 2. Človek, ľudia, meaning človek means man or a person. Ľudia is plural, people. Repeat, človek, ľudia. One more time. Človek, ľudia. Number 3. Spoločnosť, meaning society. Repeat, spoločnosť. One more time. Spoločnosť. Number 4. Čistý vzduch, meaning clean air. Repeat, čistý vzduch. One more time, čistý vzduch. Number 5. Kolobeh vody, meaning water cycle. Repeat, kolobeh vody. One more time, kolobeh vody. Number 6. Vplyv na pôdu, meaning impact on soil. Repeat, vplyv na pôdu. One more time, vplyv na pôdu. Number 7. Korenie stromov, meaning roots of trees, or tree roots. Repeat, korenie stromov. One more time, korenie stromov. Number 8. Regulovať teplotu, meaning regulate temperature. Repeat, regulovať teplotu. One more time, regulovať teplotu. Number 9. Poskytovať drevo, meaning provide wood. Repeat, poskytovať drevo. One more time, poskytovať drevo. Number 10. Chráňme lesy, meaning let's protect the forests. Repeat, chráňme lesy. One more time, chráňme lesy. And number 11, the phrase for today. Mohli by sme byť superhrdinovia, meaning we could be superheroes. So let's break this down. Repeat, superhrdinovia. Next, repeat, mohli by sme byť. And the whole sentence, repeat. Mohli by sme byť superhrdinovia. One more time. Mohli by sme byť superhrdinovia. All right. Next, I have a few sentences for you. Number 1. Lesy sú nenahraditeľné pre ľudí a spoločnosť. Number 2. Lesy poskytujú čistý vzduch. Number 3. Lesy nám dávajú vodu. Majú vplyv na kolobeh vody v krajine. Number 4. Lesy majú pozitívny vplyv na pôdu. Korenie stromov posilňujú a chránia pôdu. Number 5. Lesy výrazne regulujú teplotu a vlhkosť pôdy. Number 6. Lesy nám poskytujú drevo ako obnoviteľnú surovinu. Number 7. Význam lesov pre človeka je nenahraditeľný. Preto ich musíme chrániť. All right, how did you do? Did you understand the most of it? If not, let's go to the top sentence and sentence with the translation. Number 1. Lesy sú nenahraditeľné pre ľudí a spoločnosť. Meaning, forests are irreplaceable for people and society. Number 2. Lesy poskytujú čistý vzduch. Meaning, forests provide clean air. Number 3. Lesy nám dávajú vodu. Majú vplyv na kolobeh vody v krajine. Meaning, forests give us water. They have an impact on the water cycle in the country. Number 4. Lesy majú pozitívny vplyv na pôdu. Korenie stromov posilňujú a chránia pôdu. Meaning, forests have a positive effect on the soil. Tree roots strengthen and protect the soil. Number 5. Lesy výrazne regulujú teplotu a vlhkosť pôdy. Meaning, forests significantly regulate soil temperature and humidity. Number 6. Lesy nám poskytujú drevo ako obnoviteľnú surovinu. Meaning, forests provide us with wood as a renewable raw material. Number 7. Význam lesov pre človeka je nenahraditeľný, preto ich musíme chrániť. Meaning, the importance of forests for humans is irreplaceable, therefore we must protect them. Okay, next is the dialogue between two friends, Alex and Jana, who just listened to a lecture about the forests and their trees.
Počúvajte. Alex. Ahoj, Jana. Nemôžem uveriť, koľko som sa z tej prednášky naučil.
Jana. Áno, ja tiež. Čo bolo podľa teba najviac fascinujúce?
Alex. Najviac, že niektoré stromy komunikujú cez podzemnú sieť. Je to ako keby mali svoju vlastnú tajnú četovaciu miestnosť, ktorej si vymieňajú informáciu priamo pod lesom.
Jana. To je sranda. Čo povieš na tých rozkošných ježkov? V apríli sa prebudzajú zo zimného spánku a sú pripravení na prieskum.
Alex. Super. Ktorá časť prednášky sa ti páčila?
Jana. Tá časť o tom, že sa stromy navzájom varujú, keď zaútočí hmyz.
Alex. Áno, je to celolesné SOS, však stromy majú tajný, superhrdinský komunikačný systém.
Jana. Ako môžeme pomôcť našim superhrdinským stromom?
Alex. Môžeme sa stať strážcami lesa a zorganizovať miestny deň výstavby stromov.
Jana. Skvelé. Páči sa mi to. Môžeme byť strážcovia slovenských lesov.
Alex. Áno. Prakticky mohli by sme byť lesnými superhrdinami.
Jana. Absolútne. Naše poslanie chrániť stromy, rešpektovať stvorenia a sem tam hodiť malé objatie stromu pre dobrú náladu.
Alex, nemohol by som to povedať lepšie. Nech sa teda naše ekodobrodružstvo začne.
Alright. How did you do with this dialogue? Did you understand at least half of it? If not, let's just go back to the top, sentence by sentence.
Alex. Ahoj, Jana. Nemôžem uveriť, koľko som sa z tejto prednášky naučil.
Meaning. Hi, Jana. I can't believe how much I learned from that lecture.
Jana. Áno, ja tiež. Čo bolo podľa teba najviac fascinujúce?
Meaning. Yes, me too. What did you find to be the most fascinating?
Alex. Najviac, že niektoré stromy komunikujú cez podzemnú sieť. Je to ako keby mali vlastnú tajnú včatovaciu miestnosť, v ktorej si vymieňajú informácie priamo pod lesom.
The most, that some trees communicate through the underground network. It's like they have their own secret chat room swapping into beneath the forest floor.
Jana, to je sranda. Čo povieš na tých rozkošných ježkov? V apríli sa prebudzajú zo zimného spánku a sú pripravení na prieskum.
Meaning, that's hilarious.
How about those adorable hedgehogs? They wake up from their winter nap in April, ready to explore.
Alex. Super. Ktorá časť prednášky sa ti páčila?
Meaning, cool. So what was your favorite part of the lecture?
Jana. Tá časť o tom, že sa stromy navzájom varujú, keď zaútočí hmyz.
Meaning, the part about trees warning each other when insects attack.
Alex. Áno. Je to ako celolesné SOS, však stromy majú tajný superhrdinský komunikačný systém.
Meaning. Yes, it's like a forest-wide SOS, right? The trees have a secret superhero communicating system.
Jana. Ako môžeme pomôcť našim superhrdinským stromom?
Meaning. Now, how can we help our superheroes trees?
Alex. Môžeme sa stať strážcami lesa a zorganizovať miestny deň výstavby stromov.
Meaning. We can become forest guardians and organize a local tree planting day.
Jana. Skvelé. Páči sa mi to. Môžeme byť strážcovia slovenských lesov.
Meaning. Great. I like it. We could be guardians of the Slovak woods.
Alex. Áno. Prakticky, mohli by sme byť lesnými superhrdinami.
Meaning. Yes. Practically, we could be forest superheroes.
Jana. Absolútne. Naše poslanie, chrániť stromy, rešpektovať stvorenia a sem tam hodiť malé objatie stromu pre dobrú náladu.
Meaning. Absolutely. Our mission, protect the trees, respect the critters, and throw in a little tree hug here and there for good vibes.
Alex. Nemohol by som to povedať lepšie. Nech sa teda naše ekodobrodružstvo začne.
Meaning. I couldn't have said it better. So let our eco-adventure begin.
Alright, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozhenasslovak.com. Check my website www.bozhenasslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozhenasslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.